Mass General and Dana-Farber will soon be among the first cancer centers in the country to offer a new treatment for lymphoma. The treatment, called Yescarta, was approved last week by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It's part of a new approach to treating blood cancers by re-engineering the immune system. Karen Weintraub reports.
Yeah, we're busy. It's good.
Judith Wilkins normally has too much energy to stay still. At 59, with hair tinted a fun mermaid green, she's always cutting, combing, blowing, or fussing at the hair salon she owns in Woburn. But last year, at the end of 18 months of chemotherapy to treat her B-cell lymphoma, Wilkins was exhausted. The cancer was winning. She had run through all the typical life-saving options when her oncologist got her a slot in a clinical trial for an emerging therapy called CAR-T.
But I remember saying to her, no, I'm not doing this. I said, it's a trial. I'm not going to do it. And she looked right at me and she said, yeah, we are going to do this. It's going to be okay.
First, Wilkins' blood was sent to a lab in California. There, technicians took out immune cells called T cells, the T in CAR-T, and re-engineered them so they'd go after the cancerous cells that were making her sick.
The best way to describe it, it's like a Pac-Man in my body. The cells just cruise through your blood and identifies the bad B cell and just eats it.
And the Pac-Man cells don't stop there. Glenn Drainoff is global head of immuno-oncology at the Novartis Institutes for Biomedical Research in Cambridge.
They become part of the immune memory system so that they can persist for long periods of time and prevent a recurrence of the cancer.
On August 1, 2016, the altered T cells were put back into Wilkins' body. Within a few hours, she felt horrible. Her immune system went into overdrive, as often happens with CAR-T therapy. Wilkins spent 9 days in the hospital and the rest of August sleeping, but a scan at the end of the month couldn't find any cancer in her body. She was cutting hair again just after Labor Day, and more than a year later, her scans are still clean.
I am the poster child for CAR-T cell therapy. What has happened with my body? It's incredible. It really is.
CAR-T doesn't help every cancer patient as much as it's helped Judith Wilkins. For her type of cancer, about 30% get results like she did, with another 20 to 50% getting a much shorter extension on life. Dr. Karen Jacobson, Wilkins' oncologist at Dana-Farber, says any extra time is meaningful.
When they leave the hospital, walking out of here, eating, you know, going back to their families, making new memories, and going back to work, you know, within a couple of short weeks, it gives you chills.
Right now, CAR-T therapy is only approved for two types of blood cancer, B-cell lymphoma and a rare form of childhood leukemia. Approvals for other types of blood cancers are expected soon, but researchers are still struggling to get CAR-T therapy to work in solid tumors. CAR-T also comes at a staggering cost. The newly approved Yescarta is priced at $373,000 for a one-time infusion of the engineered T-cells. It's the second treatment in its class. The first, Kymriah from Novartis, costs $475,000. With the FDA approvals, more patients will have access to the therapy, but they and their insurance companies will have to pay for it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.